Triple J listeners, we've taken control of your radio station.
Hey there.
Hello.
You ready?
Hello, listeners.
You are listening to Triple J.
Live at the Wireless.
That's not the sound we require.
You just tuned in. We're the Beatles.
Moving right along.
Can we have an umbrella for the front row, please?
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Welcome to Live at the Wireless.
She's in the crowd. It's huge.
On Triple J's.
Hey, what's up? It's Linda Mariano from Good Nights here with some more live music for you from Splendour in the Grass. This time we're heading to the Supertop for a scuzzed out set by my favourite LA punk bros, Fiddler. This was recorded during their first Australian tour. First up, it's No Waves.
Just to pick up a score.
And now, Stoked and Broke.
This song's called Stoked and Broke, because we're stoked and we're broke.
Brandon from the band caught up with Zan backstage at the festival, who asked what kind of mischief they'd been getting up to since arriving.
We got in yesterday, so we were all pretty jet-lagged and actually had a pretty chill night. Elvis almost got taken out to sea this morning.
Really?
Like, he went in the ocean and went out, like, way too far, got caught in a current and just, like, Me and Max were waiting in line for breakfast, and he showed up looking like hell. Like, he's just, like, had been through, like, just got his ass kicked by the ocean.
Was he by himself when he was swimming?
Yeah, yeah.
And he obviously wasn't told about how strong the Australian currents are.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I go to the beach all the time, like, because we're all from L.A.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're just used to going to the beach, but then, like, wait a second. We're, like, in a totally different place.
You're on the other side of the world. Well, I'm really glad that he's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he feeling all right? Is he a bit frazzled?
Yeah, it was just funny. He came up, and he was like, I just threw up, man. And it was, like, 9 in the morning.
Oh, God. who needs live music and partying when you've got the Australian Ocean to contend with?
Exactly.
Well, you're all safe and well. You're going to be hitting the stage this afternoon. We're actually really excited because you're allowing us to broadcast that set live to air in just over an hour's time. I wanted to ask you guys, I just saw in the last week an incredible video that you just released for Cocaine, one of your songs.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Offerman stars in this video, better known as Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation, one of my top three television shows. A dream man, I would say, for many women of the world.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Men, perhaps.
Men, too, yeah. He's a real man's man, you know?
He loves a woodwork.
Yeah.
Tell us about how you got him on board. Like,
Elvis.
Who asked the question?
Yeah, Elvis and Max knew him forever, you know? Like,
really?
They're like family friends. And I guess the story is he was at a dentist's office or something and saw us in like a magazine. And called up Elvis and was like, hey, I got this idea for a video for you. And he came up with the
idea. Oh, my God. Okay, so for anybody who hasn't seen the video, a brief synopsis, because it's pretty out there.
Yeah, it's not safe for work.
It's basically Nick Offerman just pissing all over our neighborhood in Los Angeles.
Right. Yeah. And there's penis shown. It's not real.
It was a prosthetic.
It was actually a prosthetic penis.
All of our budget for the video, which wasn't a whole lot, it was like $2,000 or something, went all to that prosthetic.
Money well spent. Looked very realistic.
Yeah, business manager and everybody was just like, looked at the paper like, are you kidding
I
me?
Had like, you know? Yeah, like we sent an invoice to like our managers and business manager and it just said like fake penis $2,000. And they're like, this is the most amazing invoice I've ever gotten.
And he came up with the idea.
Yeah, and then like he worked like our Zach's brother-in-law and our really good friend that's done a lot of our videos, Ryan Baxley. They kind of worked on it together. Like Nick had the initial idea of like, I want to like just piss on stuff all over Los Angeles, and then they kind of worked it out together. And he directed that video, and
he had a very steady stream throughout too.
We had a
penis tech.
Oh, great. Yeah.
There was a guy
that
manning,
got paid
like,
no less than $60 an hour.
Oh,
he was like manning a pressurized tank the whole time. Like, and he was actually really talented because he could control the flow. Like, he would go full blast sometimes and would, you know, shoot like 30 feet.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And then he would do like a trickle, you know, like he could kind of.
Which I thought
like,
was very realistic.
Yeah.
He was very good. Money well spent.
Money well spent.
Fiddler backstage here at Splendor. We're talking penises because that's what you do on a Sunday afternoon. It's day three. And you know what? We're all a little bit worn down, a little bit loose, a little bit malleable. You guys are going to hit the stage, your very first Australian show, and it's on the Super Top, which is a massive deal. What have you got planned?
We're going to play some songs.
We're going to play some songs.
You're going to bring out a penis and there will be a jet.
I wish we didn't get to keep it. The penis wrangler, as we called him, took it.
Yeah, right.
The penis tech, he kept it. So
real loss. Are you going to be crowd surfing out there? I've seen that most of your shows are in clubs, and this is a very different environment. Can you create that same sort of madness that goes on in the club?
We'll do our best. We always kind of play with the same energy, regardless of the venue, and so hopefully, like, kids are nice and drunk by the time we hit the stage.
I don't think they've sobered up from last night, to be honest. I was just out there.
Keep it rolling.
Yeah. But safely, very, very safely.
Yeah.
Zach and Brandon are from Fiddler, very first time in Australia. They're also playing, as I mentioned, a handful of side shows. You can see them on Monday night at The Corner in Melbourne, Sydney at the Oxford Art Factory on Wednesday night. Then next Friday, you play the Spin-Off Festival, which is kind of a mini Splendor in the Grass in Adelaide, which will be cool. The Bakery in Perth is where you end your Australian visit on Saturday, August the 3rd. That's next weekend. Today on your radio, no matter where you are, Fiddler are live from the Supertop at 3:45. Guys, good luck. Have a ball out there. Get loose. We need some loose Sunday action here
awesome.
At Triple J.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you face to face. Thanks so much for joining us at Triple J.
Thank you.
Let's take a listen to some Lupe Fiasco now. Xandro, hanging out with you. Are you a fan?
Well, I don't know.
Isn't Didn't he have that shirt that said Pharrell can't skate?
He has that kick skate song. Kick push. Yeah, kick push.
Or kick
that's
skate
it.
Works as well. Yeah. It's more literal because it is about
wake,
skating.
Kick, skate.
Yeah.
Hope you liked that because effort, dog, life's a risk. I'll be back next time with more live music. Catch ya.
This was a Triple J live music podcast. Hit up the Triple J live music website for more sets, photos, and videos.
Triple J. Whee!